It's Monday, the 7th of April, and up in the tree to my right, male bluebird. No, it's not. It's a male blue tit. It's, or was trying to impress a female. She would hop from one branch to another, and he followed her, chirping away. Now they've flown elsewhere. Probably away to, I don't know, maybe away to Canoodle somewhere. It's grey this morning, but at the moment, extremely calm. It's actually nicer at 7 a.m. What have you seen, Mr. Blackbird, on alert? Had a good sleep last night. We had a nice day yesterday. We jumped in the car and went over to Fife, and it was quite pleasant. To Kirkcaldy, and then back to Burnt Island. It just got nicer and nicer and nicer as the afternoon and early evening went on, to the extent that by the time we got home here, it was blue sky everywhere. Ironically, Saturday afternoon and evening was quite nice. Yesterday it was glorious, but the two mornings, yeah, got it. Rotten weather. Have to have car boot sales in the evening now. But anyway, it was really nice to get away. Really nice. We've done a bit of walking along Burnt Island. Prom and beach. It's not a big place, it's a small place, but it's a gorgeous little place. And it has stunning views across the Forth. We had a chip. Shared a poke of chips. Pokey chips. Yeah, a bag of chips, but we call it a poke. Shared the pokey chips. And then came home over the Forth Road Bridge. And my wife had a sudden urge for a McFlurry cream egg ice cream. Yeah, she's too old for those urges. That wasn't nice, was it? I didn't mean it that way. So I thought, oh, what the heck, I'll have their vanilla one. So we picked a wee view spot that looks right over the Forth to the bridges, and to see the footings of the new bridge. And the sun was blazing into the car, and there was us sitting here eating ice creams. It was really nice. Simple pleasures. Just getting away for a wee bit. But it's true that simple pleasures, no matter what it is, simple pleasures are always better than the alternative. What is the alternative? Complex pleasures. I don't know. But a bit of sunshine, fresh air, walk along the shore. You've not spent a penny yet. Yeah, okay, you're going to have to get there if you don't stay there, but you know what I mean. No fancy Nancy Poncy restaurant. Crowded tables and sloppy service and barely adequate food for your money. No, give me a chip and an ice cream. Yeah. There's loads of birds chasing birds this morning. I say chasing, I mean trying to attract. Magpies are going to have to go, I'm afraid. I was going to give them a chance. But when I spotted them hitting the suit feeder this morning, I mean, literally swooping down and grabbing great big chunks before they fell off. Well, no. And also that they're calling out a lot from the garden, declaring their territory. And you can just hear one off to the side. Trust me, when they're on the telegraph wire, I was going to say the telegraph wire, it sounds nice. When they're on that telegraph wire or the top of this conifer, they really belt it out and it's damn annoying. Listen to that song, that's what I want to hear. So, I'll have to improvise and make some kind of, oh my goodness, 25-foot, 30-foot prod to dislodge that nest before she starts to sit on it. Saw one hauling a branch up there yesterday that was about 2.5 feet long. I mean, it couldn't even really get it up through the conifer. Stupid bird. In fact, there's one lying in the garden now, I just noticed. Probably because it gave up trying to get it in. That's ear-piercing, isn't it? Gorgeous. It's ear-piercing and it's gorgeous. So much power from such a little bird. Yes, and the magpie's just arrived, another twig hopped away in with it. Mm-hmm. Gonna have to go. Now, where's my tree climbing boots?